The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Beis brings a posik in Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Gimel. Posik says, "Bemistorim k'tiv kenafshi mipnei gevu." Omar of Shmuel ben Inio, "Mokum yesh laKadosh Baruch Hu mistorim Shmuel." Ribbono Shel Olam has a special place where he cries in a place called Mistorim. Bemistorim k'tiv kenafshi. My mipnei gevo, Omer b'Shmuel b'Rabbi Yitzchok, mnei gavoson shel Yisrael shenitlo mehem v'nitin le'umos ha'olam. Gavoson shel Yisrael shenitin le'umos ha'olam means, the pasuk says in Eicha, Eloheinu malchei eretz v'chol yoshvei seiru k'yovu v'tzar v'oyev b'shar Yerushalayim. Nobody believed that it could be such a thing that comes a king from elsewhere and conquers Yerushalayim, conquers Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was Barum Ha'olam. It was the strongest Meluchu that there was. The thought that somebody could conquer Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was unbelievable. It wasn't to be believed. It's as if to say that if Lithuania goes and conquers Russia, it just doesn't happen. Lo heminu. Gavosin shel Yisrael, the pride of Klal Yisrael, that is the strongest nation, was taken away, and it was given to Umos Ha'olam, was given now to Bavel, that Bavel conquered Eretz Yisrael. The Dubna Magid says a marshal to explain b'mistorim tivka nafshi. There was once a melech, a very rich and strong king, who built himself a beautiful palace. And his palace was the pride and joy of the whole country. One day the palace burned down and there was nothing left of it. And the whole country was sad. Their teferes, the beauty of the Armon HaMelech was lost. But those who were close to the king were mitzvah even more, because they knew in the level below, ground level, the melech had their oitzras, and all the oitzras of the melech were gone. The melech himself had one oitzer, one chamber that only he went in there, and he held there his most precious treasures. B'mistam tivke nafshi, the melech cried a bechi that nobody was a shutuf to, because he himself was the only one who knew what was really there. B'mistam tivke nafshi. The question is, according to the marshal of the Dubna Magid, the end of the pasuk doesn't fit with the beginning of the pasuk. If mipnei geva means the pride of Klal Yisrael was that they were the strongest nation, and they were, nobody was able to ever think of conquering Eretz Yisrael. That's something that everybody knew. Mipnei Geva, the pride, the Geva of Klal Yisrael, which was taken from them and given to Umos Ha'olam, that everybody saw. So what? It doesn't fit together with the mashal. The mashal was that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried for the pride of Klal Yisrael that nobody knew about it. If it means that the pride of a tzar v'oyev coming to Eretz Yisrael and conquering it, that's something that everybody knew. Why is it called b'mistorim? Something only the Ribbono Shel Olam himself knew. There's a medrash in Eicha. The medrash says, God abachori af kol ken Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut, he chopped off kol ken Yisrael. The keren means the strength, the maila. That's the strength of a behemoth lies in the keren, because it's at the top and he can use it with full force. The keren is the maila, the uppermost part. The Medrash says, Eser Kronosein, there are 10 Kronos in Klal Yisrael. Keren Shel Avrom, Keren Shel Yitzchok, Keren Shel Yosef, Keren Shel Moshe, קרן של תוירו, קרן של נבואו, קרן של כהונה, של לוויו, של בית המקדוש, יש להם אף משיח. All these were minors of Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, שחוטו ישראל. When Klal Yisrael was חוטו in this man, before the Bechur Beis HaMikdosh, Nitlo mehem, all of these crowns were taken away from Klal Yisrael, ונתנו לאויבי כוכבים. וכשיעשה ישראל תשובה, when Klal Yisrael will do תשובה, all these crowns, all these milas, all these separate chashivas of Klal Yisrael will come back to Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? Kronos Eilu Nitlu Mi'Yisrael V'Nitnu La'Evdi Kachovim. How do you give to Evdi Kachovim a Karen of Torah, Kehuna Leviya, Nevua, Beis HaMikdash? All these things have, Goyim have nothing to do with them. Why is it called they have a Milah? Apparently, what the Mishnah, what the Medrash means, that these all these Milahs were given to the Umos HaOlam, it doesn't mean that the Atar that Klal Yisrael had now belongs to the Umos. What it means is that the Umos could constantly said to Klal Yisrael, you're no different than us. You consider yourselves the Am HaNivchar and that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you all these milas. All these milas that you say that you have, they're not really milas. It's fictitious. You have nothing more than us. So when the Medrash says that these Midas were taken away from Klal Yisrael and given to Umos HaOlam, it means to say what was given to Umos HaOlam was that they succeeded in the debate with Klal Yisrael. These Midas don't exist. Not that the Umos got them. What the Umos got was that they said that they don't exist for Klal Yisrael anymore. There's a pasuk in Koheles. Koheles says, Re'isi Eved Reichev al Sus V'sorim Rotzim Lefneim Ba'aretz. Rashi says that the pasuk is referring to Bovel. When they came to be Machd Beis HaMikdash and take Klal Yisrael to Golos, it came that the Eved, who is Bovel, is now sitting on the Sus, and Klal Yisrael, who are the Sorim, are running in chains in front of the Avodim on the Sus. When an Eved rebels in his Odin, and now is sitting on the horse and has his Odin leading him, it can be in one of two ways. It either can be that the Sarim, who has Bigdei Malchus, his Bigdei Malchus is taken off, and the Eved is now wearing the Bigdei Malchus and sitting on the Sus. And he's telling his master, until now, you were the melech, now I'm the melech. I took it from you. But there could be another way of explaining how an Eved can rebel against his Odin by saying, you're gonna stay on the ground with your Bigdei Malchus. I'm getting on the Sus with my Bigdei Eved, because the point is, you're not a melech. There is no such thing as malchus. You're not a melech. I'm not a melech, and you're not a melech. Everybody's equal. There is no such thing as malchus. What the Umos HaOlam were saying to Klal Yisrael is, those milas that you say that you have don't exist. Every reichav al sus means to say that we have no milas. You have no milas. We're all human beings, and there is no such thing as milas of ruchnias. So they gave him means. The Ribbono Shel Olam, like in the Moshel of the Dubna Maggid, the Melech cries because he has in his Oyser such treasures that nobody ever saw. He has treasures that nobody understands. Nobody is a partner to his Bechi. They gave it because of the Gaiva of Klal Yisrael, which was given to Goyim, mean to say, all the Kronos that the Medrash was talking about, Keren Avraham, Yitzchok, Yosef, Moshe, Torah, Kehuna Leviya, all of these things, Klal Yisrael didn't understand them. Klal Yisrael didn't appreciate the malas that they have. The Ribbono Shel Olam says he himself is the only one who understands the malas of these kronos, and Klal Yisrael didn't appreciate it, and therefore was taken away from Klal Yisrael. That's the Gavosim Shel Klal Yisrael. And it's a Gavosim Klal Yisrael that only the Ribbono Shel Olam understood because Klal Yisrael didn't understand it. And when Klal Yisrael would do tshuva and understand and appreciate all the ma'aretz of ruchnis that the Medrash talks about, they'll all be given back to Klal Yisrael. If we would like to take a few minutes to understand what our avoid is on Tisha B'Av, that with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we lost all the kronos, all the ma'aretz of ruchnis of Klal Yisrael. That's what and to get it back, we have to understand and be mesamik in the minus in all of these minus. Today, the tzara of not understanding the minus haTorah, what Keren haTorah is, what Keren Nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu, the hardships that Bnei Torah are going through in Klal Yisrael today, is a simon that the Ribbono Shel Olam has not yet given back the Keren Shel Torah to Klal Yisrael to understand. The mile of Torah and the mile of all these miles of Ruchnius. It's our job, the B'nai Torah, to mechazik ourselves, to understand what the mile of Torah is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that we understand and we appreciate all these miles of Ruchnius. That should be our tshuva. We should be zoicha to bini beis hamikdash. B'mei b'mei amen.